At City Hall today, Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez says with no deal to stop the sequester, across-the-board cuts by the federal government add uncertainty and pressure to an already fragile economy.
To get this economy growing again, we cannot pursue this short-sighted approach. It will be detrimental at a time when our economy continues to struggle.
The Congresswoman says small businesses drive the economy. In New York City, 3/4 of the taxes collected are not from real estate or large chain stores, but from small businesses, mom and pop stores throughout the five boroughs.
This is an important tax base, not only in New York City, but across the country. This sequestration will negatively impact jobs creation. But not only that, it's just the multiplier effect that it's going to have. This is about child care. This is about Sandy relief, $26 billion in cuts. This is about 100,000 Section 8 vouchers. This is about homelessness in this city coming again back to the city.
According to a report released today by Velazquez, small businesses stand to lose $56 million as a result of sequestration. For the city's 150,000 small businesses, this means a shortfall in capital and credit, fewer federal contracts, and a drop-off in business assistance services. That means young people like Tariq Al-Court from Sudan may not have their chance to build their version of the American dream.
I try the restaurant, I try body shop, car, small car dealer, I mean everything. And finally I said the grocery store, at least you can, if you're hungry, you can eat from there. So, and I have two wonderful, beautiful girls, like 12 years old, 11 years old, and I said, my hope, the same chance my father gave me, I want to give them opportunity to go to college, to secure their life, and, you know, it will benefit the country too. And instead, you know, finish your school. So that's my dream. And I hopefully find the building, and I said, you know what, let me try to do this.
The SBA, the Small Business Administration, helped Al-Court get on his feet, and now his business provides an anchor for a troubled neighborhood. In New York City, 50% of workers are employed by small businesses. Councilwoman Diana Reyna is chair of the Committee on Small Business.
When we talk about small business, we are talking about the economy of the city of New York. This is taking hostage those businesses, entrepreneurs, who took a risk to start their business in the most uncertain of economies. And we're turning our backs on them. These small business development centers, 8 of which exist in the city of New York throughout the 5 boroughs, are providing key essential services, navigating government on behalf of that startup, on behalf of that entrepreneur who is trying to stay alive in the city of New York.
For New York City's businesses, winning a federal contract, securing a loan, and being able to access counseling services often makes the difference between success and failure, according to Velazquez. Sequester means small firms will have to look elsewhere for similar opportunities and assistance, which unfortunately will be extremely hard to come by. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.